And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the little land of Ireland, presenting those rowdy, rollicking Irish rovers.
In the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the
top of the evening to ya, and may the saddest day of your future be no worse than the happiest day of your past. And given the COVID-19 situation, I kind of think that kind of sums it up. Yeah, you're listening to the guest list, and again, with no actual live concerts to speak of just yet, we're doing our best to huddle around something that we can talk about, some sort of theme, and it seems that, well, it's March. You're probably listening to this on Friday. It's March 12th, so in the future, yes, St. Patty's Day. And here to talk more about their favorite St. Patrick's Day Irish gigs are Gabriel O'Vadica, Jordan Stefshanassy, Molly O'Williams, and I, of course, am Christoph McShoop. And we welcome you to saddle up around the bar and have a pint of Guinness with us, why don't you? Yeah? Sorta? Molly is actually much better. I should have just let her do the intro. In fact, she has told us before that she is actually 1/8 Irish, while the rest of us can't even claim a 16th. Although Jordan, I think, has at least been to Ireland and is a huge U2 fan, so that should count for something. But really, none of us are qualified to talk about Irish music or Celtic culture. In fact, we pretty much have zero credentials to talk about anything, but some folks still listen. I think it's basically my mother and Molly's friends, and that's about it. But they have nothing else to do, so they're listening. And so that's good. Without credentials, we still can enjoy the music. And this is something I always like to do is talk about some Irish-ish music. Some of these are probably a bit more pure Irish, and others maybe just a little hint here or there. So let's just jump right in. And I think it's interesting that our first band coming from Gabe is Flogging Molly. I'm not really sure what is intended there, Gabe, but...
really, Shoop?
Yeah, I mean, they're...
Really, you're unsure?
I don't know. Gabe, explain yourself.
I mentioned this earlier. I actually did not make that connection until we sat down to record. Mm-hmm. So, Molly, I assure you there's no subtweet here.
No ill will.
I'm glad we're all in different rooms at this moment, because holy cow.
Yes.
But Flogging Molly, it's a funny coincidence. You're right, Shoop. So this is a band that'll be familiar to a lot of listeners, I think, and a great way to kick off the St. Patrick's Day guest list. I have to admit, here on the guest list, or maybe readmit, I think I've mentioned before that I spent a chunk of my teenhood listening to embarrassing pop punk music and attending the Warped Tour every year. And I have this memory of seeing Flogging Molly at the Warped Tour in the year 2000, I believe. And my memory of them is that they really broke the monotony of that kind of music that I'd been seeing all day. They kind of took the stage towards the end of the evening, and they really kind of exploded onto the stage with this great blend of punk rock and traditional kind of Celtic folk music, which is a style that's been kind of done by other artists, of course, but at the time it was new to me. And as a 14, 15 year old, it was the coolest thing I'd ever heard. So anyway, it was a fun moment in my musical life. And I don't, you know, the novelty has worn off a bit since then, but every once in a while, I'll still bust out the Flogging Molly record and relive my Warped Tour days. But anyway, so this, which is all to say that some songs instantly kind of bring you back to a certain point in time. And this Flogging Molly tune in particular is one of those songs for me. I'll tell you, when that accordion hits up front, man, I'm right back at Warped Tour 2000, having my mind blown.
Well, and I don't know about the rest of you, but there's nothing quite as enjoyable as flogging Molly. I like to get back to flogging Molly whenever I get a chance. It's if I'm feeling a little frustrated, I just go, I revert back to flogging Molly, and it just feels good to get some of that out of me, that aggression, because it's just, but nothing really ever does it quite like flogging Molly. Mm-hmm. So
the band, you mean, and their music.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I meant, of course. The band Flogging Molly. And speaking of the band, I'm guessing we're going to listen to Salty Dog from the album Swagger. Here's Flogging Molly on the guest list.
Bollocks and twist. Settle down, don't take a fit. You drank a demon straight from hell. You almost nearly won as well. You wiped the floor with victory. You puked until you fell asleep. Lincoln was the banshee's whale. His boots are never filling jail. You crawl into an empty boat. Far to go for Mexico. Picard just came and so did you. From the ashes, jarring blue. Smelling like a salty dog. Back from hell where you belong.
Right, so that was Salty Dog from Flogging Molly here on this special St. Patrick's Day edition of The Guest List. And up next, I'll just keep it here with Gabe. Gabe, you've got another selection here for us. Tell us about this.
Yeah, let's follow that up with something that's a little more current in the Irish music scene, and that's a band called Fontaines D.C., the D.C. standing for Dublin City, of course, and not District of Columbia. But this is a group that was kind of much hyped among kind of the music blog set. They appeared on the scene in 2018, 2019. They put out their first record called Doggerel and got a lot of recognition for that. A lot of comparisons to The Fall and other more recent kind of buzzy post-punk bands from the UK. They followed that up very quickly last year with another album called A Hero's Death, which continued a similar kind of post-punk sound, but was really a remarkable evolution of their music in just a year's time. It still has the kind of stark, sharp post-punk thing going on for sure, but it's a much more kind of fleshed out and nuanced sound. Got a lot of critical praise last year, and I've just gotten into it lately and I've really been enjoying it. It's been noted that the members of Fontaines D.C. initially kind of bonded over their shared love of poetry, and this record, A Hero's Death, is a very kind of poetic record. from the lyrics themselves, but also the arrangements and the kind of just the depth and patience of the music. It's one of those records that kind of has another surprise around every corner. So it's a really fun listen if you can sit down and listen to the whole thing front to back. It's a very, very cool vibe. It's kind of a dark sound, but without being kind of depressing or overbearing. There's still a lot of joy and playfulness going on here. I know it's been written that their music really channels a lot of kind of the current unrest and uncertainty facing Ireland, but I think that can be expanded to reflect our situation here in the States and kind of around the world. So it's music that really represents the current time well, I think.
All right, well, let's give a listen. This is A Hero's Death from Fontaines, D.C. on the guest list.
Thank you.
right, so that was A Hero's Death from Fontaine's D.C. on this special St. Patrick's Day edition of The Guest List. Well, definitely a good drum riff going on there, that's for sure. How about, Jordan, what do you got on this special edition?
Well, in order to wash our mouths out from the salty dog that occurred earlier in the set list. Sorry, Gabe. I just can't, man.
Didn't you have such a great image of Gabe, like, in the mosh pit at the Warped Tour doing the
jig? With dude with the Vans, the checkerboard Vans and everything. I can picture it too easily, and it makes me uncomfortable. Wow. So I have to head back I have to head back to my own personal hut of, you know, post-punk and post-rock, which is why I decided to introduce everyone to God is an Astronaut. And if you haven't heard God is an Astronaut, think something along the lines of, like, Godspeed You Black Emperor or Mogwai or Explosions in the Sky or even, like, really, really early Maserati. They're from a part of Ireland called Glen of the Downs, and it's a glacial valley, essentially. And even if all of them weren't technically from there, their music definitely sounds like a glacial valley would. It's all instrumental, but it's just very powerful and moving and intense. And it's definitely they're a band that I want desperately to see live if they can get over to the States.
Interesting. So in a time when we're all trapped inside and with no hope of ever seeing anybody live at all, Jordan chooses a group that's on a barren glacial wasteland to listen to, and it's all just musical. So you can send all of your letters and tweets to Jordan Stepp, care of, not just send it to her, send it straight to her, man. I mean, I don't know what we're about to get into, but from Glen of the Downs, that's where they live, huh?
Mm-hmm. County Wicklow, I believe.
And this is from the Ghost Tapes, no less. Perfect. This is Spectre's God is an Astronaut on the Guest List. All right, so from Ghost Tapes number 10, which means presumably there were nine others, that was Spectres from God is an Astronaut, and that was Jordan's pick for this special St. Patrick's Day edition of the guest list. And the connection here, folks, they live in a place called Glen of the Downs in Ireland, which is, from what Jordan says, basically a glacier. I actually enjoyed that, though. That was a very cinematic sound to it. I like that.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned the cinematic aspect of it, because one of the things that they're known for is creating a cinematic movie that they play behind them when they perform for each song. So they are a very like full experience type of band.
Oh, that's cool. I can see why you would want to go see them then. That's I'll go with you. That sounds like
yeah. Are we all gonna go take a field trip to Glen of the Downs?
Let's do
it. Is that what's happening?
Let's do it. I've been watching this this series called Fortitude, so I hope it's not like that. But anyway, it's a very scary place. You should look it up if you aren't watching already. Well, what else, Jordan? You've got something from a band called Kinsey. What's going on here?
Yeah, so for my second pick, I thought I would go a little bit more mainstream and appeal to people who like The Strokes or the Arctic Monkeys, but want it better than they ever were. And I know I'll get hate mail for that, but I don't really like The Strokes, but I like Kinsey. And Kinsey is 23 and just makes some amazing music. I absolutely adore her stuff. She's very into fuzzy guitars and very personal narratives, but they're always with a little bit of a smirk in them, kind of that, I'm going to label it a Gen Z smirk, because it's almost said with a smile and you can't really tell if something's really going on or if she's just pulling your leg, and I love that. So Kinsey is from Dublin, and Elephant in the Room was from her most recent EP that came out in January of this year. And I think more people should know about her. I think it's definitely one of those things where this is getting in on the ground floor of getting into a group before they're popular. This is it.
Well, you heard it here first on this special edition of the guest list. Here's Kinsey. This is Elephant in the Room on the guest list.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Elephant in the Room from the album Things That Don't Exist from Kinsey. And that was Jordan's pick for this special St. Patty's Day episode of The Guest List. And that, you know what? That, I really like that. I'm with you on that. I think that's...
I will be genuinely stunned if she doesn't just, you know, blow up, because it's such a great original sound, but you can definitely tell her touchstones musically here and there too.
Yeah, that song is like, there's a little bit of Lady Gaga paparazzi in there, but then like some Pixies thrown in, and then that voice comes out of nowhere. I mean, it makes me mad that she's 23.
I know, right? What am I doing with my life?
You guys said that simultaneously on Zoom. That's great.
That's how strongly we feel.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking it.
Oh, it was good stuff. Yeah, I was waiting for that build in the middle there. I knew something great was coming right there, and she didn't disappoint. That's a good song and a good sound. Well, speaking of a good sound, Molly, how about Jealous of the Birds? Tell me about this.
Yeah, another young woman that makes me feel like maybe I should hit the reset button and start over. So Jealous of the Birds is really just the musical moniker of Naomi Hamilton. She is from a town in County Armagh, which is up in Northern Ireland, called Portadown. But she moved to Belfast to go to Queen's College, and she's stayed there ever since. And she is not just a musician, but also a poet and a writer. And you definitely get that in her lyrics. In fact, that's one of the things that NPR and all the other outlets that praise her are saying about her, is her remarkable gift for taking spare and common ingredients and turning them into a sound that's completely her own, and building that through resonant lyrics and surprisingly what they call volatile music approach. But she's played South by Southwest. She's been a favorite on a lot of the NPR music stations, and she has a super unique sound. You also definitely get the sense listening to her lyrics that she's a poet. That shouldn't come as any surprise. And this, she's just put out her, I guess, second full length album, just around the time that COVID was hitting. But it doesn't seem to be slowing her down at all. And I think we're, again, just starting to see the beginning of her taking off. She's definitely influenced by some of the beat poets, but also you hear, much like Kinsey, you hear that like Pixies influence. And I think I was reading something actually that Kinsey said, where she feels like it's sort of the job of musicians these days, since you have access to pretty much all music, to use all of it as your reference, but then to do something that's totally your own. And I think that that's exactly what Naomi Hamilton is doing with Jealous of the Birds as well. You have access to all of that recording history, so you might as well put it to good use.
All right, well, let's get a little sample here. This is Pendulum from the album Peninsula, and this is Jealous of the Birds on The Guest List.
Life that smothers in the lonely knee.
All right, so that was Pendulum from Jealous of the Birds, and that's one of Molly's picks for this special St. Patrick's Day edition of the guest list. Yeah, I was just getting into the groove of that sort of funky bass line, and then we kicked it right into some dreaminess, which I really liked. That was a cool sound.
Mm-hmm. Chris, a little hint of shoegaze on that track.
Yes.
Oh no.
The shoegaze, definitely. Yeah, man. Oh, that's good though. I like that, and I'm with you. That's another emerging sound that I think we'll hear more from as we head into hopefully what will be a renewal of music in the coming year. What else you got, Molly?
So in preparation for this episode, I was trying to get quickly schooled in what's happening right now in Ireland, because it's been a little while since I was over there. And looking at the Irish Times, they had a list of the 50, you know, the best 50 Irish music acts that you should be paying attention to right now. And believe it or not, the number one act they recommend is this young woman, Denise Chyla. She was born in Zambia, and then her dad got offered a job in a hospital in Dublin. So her family moved to Ireland when she was three, and then they moved out to Limerick. And you might, when you think of Limerick, you might think more of like the Cranberries than say rap, but apparently Denise Chyla is poised to take the country by storm. And she put out an EP last year called Dual Citizenship, and just really smashed the idea and expectation of what a Black African Irish woman should sound like or should rap about. And she's back. I love this song. She's telling people about how to pronounce her name and how it's really not hard. just sort of like, no, it's not this and it's not this other thing. And just spell it out. You can get it. Like, Chyla, what's difficult about that? Yeah, I'm an African-born Irish woman who raps. What do you want me to do about it? You know. So it's I had a lot of fun watching her perform on RTE1 and looking at some of the videos and reading about her. And I think, again, you know, she's still fairly young. So she's the Irish Times pick for one to watch. And hopefully there are a bunch of other young Irish hip hop artists who see her and decide to take that genre by storm, because it's not something we traditionally think of when we think of Irish music.
All right, in this track, appropriately enough, just called Chyla, here's Denise Chyla on the guest list.
The pronouns, keep it low key on my profile. I raise the bar when I come through. You already know it's gonna go down. My name's not that hard to pronounce. Pre-K, it's not profound. Chyla. Sound the words out. It's not Chile, it's not Chilala. Not a hard pill to swallow. Chile or Chilea, Chia, Chila, Dilla, that's not my name. Say my name. I've got drive, don't need gas. Wanna go far, not go fast. Chemical X when I power up. Turn back now, hard pass. I don't go Dutch when I checkmate. I keep the banner on my chest plate. All these takes so lukewarm. You should just say it with your chest mate. It's not Chile, it's not Chilala. Not a hard pill to swallow. Chile or Chilea, Chia, Chila, Dilla, that's not my name. Say my name. Broke cycles every time that I spoke, so I took the training wheels off. Tour de France, cover new ground for all the hope the pain cost. Not all who wonder lose their faith, and not all who wonder are lost. I know my heart, and I know my name, and I know the path that I walk. I work this hard so I can harvest, won't pick my fruit from the low branches. I don't know you, man, but I know dancers. Free the journey, who's gonna stop this? I don't need gifts if you look musky, stay philanthropist. Don't need your concern if you'll look at me and see a troper kid. Go on luck like Dirk, don't care what you heard. My word is my bond, and my name is my word. The soul of my world, and it's not Chile, it's not Chilala. Not a hard pill to swallow. Chile or Chilea, Chia, Chila, Dilla, that's not my name. say my name. C-H-A-I-L-A-C-H-A-I-L-A-C-H-A-I-L-A-C. I do what I want with my pronouns. Keep it low-key on my profile. I raise the bar when I come through. You already know it's gonna go down. My name's not that hard to pronounce. Pre-K, it's not profound. C-H-A-I-L-A, sound the words out. It's not Chile, it's not Chilala. Not a hard pill to swallow. Chile or Chilea, Chia, Chila, Dilla, that's not my name.
So that was Denise Chyla on the guest list, and that is one of Molly's picks for this special St. Patrick's Day edition of the guest list. And of course, that particular sound is what musicologists across the Great Pond are saying we should be paying attention to, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sound reminded me of one lingua franca. And, yeah, that was very similar and very cool. I agree. That's somebody to pay attention to as we go bravely into the next year, which is her album title. So that'll be cool to see how that pans out. How about the next one, Molly? Take us out with something here. Give us something upbeat to kick off or kick us out of this St. Patrick's Day special.
Well, sorry, this next song is not going to do that for you.
We should have saved the flogging Molly for the end.
Oh, so true. So true.
Well, I figure, you know, our show is on in the evening, so maybe everyone's had their pint of Guinness and their Irish coffee, and maybe it's time to have a sweet little lullaby serenade, sending them off to dream of finding that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and their magic shamrock.
Wow. All right. You've got them all in there, I think.
I did.
Lucky Charms, et cetera.
Lucky Charms. I missed it. Shoot.
Wow.
Again, we are experts on the country of Ireland.
Yes. I mean, the only thing that you didn't do was name check you too. So there we go. We've
I was waiting. But so I know talk, that
talk
was,
about
that's
the
really
elephant
your...
in the room. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really your hot button, Jordan. So I was letting you take that one.
Thanks.
So this is an acoustic version of the song Nothing Arrived by Villagers. And it's popped up in a couple of TV shows and movies. I actually saw it because, and this is maybe like, it's not, and is it not safe for radio? Is that a thing we can coin, a term we can coin? But the series Normal People, if y'all watched that, there's a lot of gratuitous, maybe not gratuitous, there's a lot of nudity in that show. And one of the things I loved watching it was that it's so very Irish. And I think despite the fact that it was produced by BBC for Hulu, and the main female character is British, I think they did a really great job of making that show feel very Irish. Like if you, as you watch that, it's just so many of the circumstances and the setting and the way the characters interact is very Irish. So because I got obsessed with the show, then I got obsessed with the actor who plays Connell. And there's a video of him and his sister, who is actually a very talented singer-songwriter in her own right, doing a cover of this song, and it's so beautiful. So Villagers is really, you know, it's the name of a band, but it's really Connor O'Brien. He's the brain behind the music, and so he's the one performing. And when he has a functional full band, they've opened for Tracy Chapman and Mumford and Sons, and he's really good at arranging. But this song, Nothing Arrived, was on one of their previous albums, and he has recorded it acoustic by himself a couple of times. And I actually think that that version, the acoustic solo version, is a little bit better. But he's another person who's really confessional in his lyrics and has tried, you know, to take a break from technology and focus on his music, which I think is pretty easy to do in Ireland. There's a lot of natural inspiration. A lot of writers come from that sweet little island. So yeah, this is just a really nice, send you off to sleep, maybe cry a tear in your pillow. Sweet little ditty.
Pour yourself a nice glass of Jameson and snuggle up next to the fire log. Here's a little something from the villagers. Nothing arrived on the guest list.
Savannah scatters and the seabird sings. So why should we fear what travel brings? What were we hoping to get out of this? Some kind of moment, hairy bliss. I waited for something and something died. So I waited for nothing and nothing arrived. It's our dearest ally, it's our closest friend, it's our darkest blackout, it's our final end. My dear sweet nothing, let's start anew. From here on in, it's just me and you. Waited for something and something died. So I waited for nothing and nothing arrived. Well, I guess it's over, I guess it's begun. It's a loser's table, we've already won. It's a funny battle, it's a constant game. I guess I was busy when nothing came. I guess I was busy.
So that was Nothing Arrived from the album Away Land, and that was the Villagers here on this special St. Patrick's Day edition of the guest list. And actually, I think that was a perfect ending to this special edition. But yeah, thank you guys.
Okay.
That was fantastic.
Thanks, Shoop.
Yeah.
Well, that was good enough anyway.
That's our motto.
That's it. Just be good enough.
That was good enough anyway.
Just be good enough anyway.
Good enough.
Well, once again, thank you folks for hanging in there. And maybe next time when we reconvene, it won't be over a holiday because we're running out of them. Hopefully we'll be able to reconvene over at least a couple of things to talk about musically live to go see.
Yeah, I'm wondering what Athfest is going to do this year, because that's going to be kind of the first big opportunity to do anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's coming up too soon for them to do a whole lot.
I'm surprised they haven't said anything already, because it's 3 months out.
I think they're maybe exploring like moving it to a different date, but it kind of, I don't know if it works in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know what they'll do, but that'll be interesting.
I just know the Rumpus is going to be crazed this year.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be nuts.
That's true. Yeah, maybe do it around the same time.
Oh God, no.
Maybe one could bleed into the other.
Ooh.
You parade from your stage to the next stage.
And then just for fun, we'll just do the bike race too, all at one time. Just have the bike race and the Rumpus and the Athfest and just all of it once.
That's enough to drive me back into my house for another year, all at the same time. You don't understand. I need recuperation time in between such things.
And then what the hell? We'll have a wedding too. We'll put you on a bike, dressed as a gothic queen of weddings, and roll you through the city. How about that? No?
God, that sounds terrible. That sounds really bad, honestly.
Oh,
I'm not that coordinated.
I know. Well, you've been listening to a special St. Patrick's Day version of The Guest List, which if you missed some of it and want to go back and recapture the magical deliciousness, you can find this episode and several previous episodes on our website. That's WUGA.org. Just go to the Shows tab and look for The Guest List. Until next time, which hopefully does include discussion of actual live music coming to Athens, I'm Chris Shoup.
Before we do our song, the last song, thank you, I'd like to say these little words to you. These are the words that my grandfather said to me the day that I left home, and I'd like to pass them on to you.
Don't come back.
May his behalf an hour in heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
Lovely.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
I am a weaver, a Calton weaver. I am a rash, I'm a roving blade. I have silver in my pouches. I'll gang and follow.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
I came in by Glasgow City. Nancy, whiskey, I chanced to smell. I went in, sat down beside her. 7 long years, I loved her well.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
The more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I kissed her, the more she smiled. I forgot my mama's teacher. Nancy, whiskey, and be beguiled.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey.
My thirst, it was my need. I tried to rise, but I was being able. Nancy whiskey had me by the heat.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey.
whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo.
Come all you weavers, you Carlton weavers. Come all you weavers, wherever you be. Beware of whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. She'll ruin you like she'll ruin me.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey.
Lovely.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo.
The more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I kissed her, the more she smiled. I forgot my mama's teaching. Nancy, whiskey, and be the guide.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey.
Everybody.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey.
Lovely.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy.
Quench my thirst, it was my need. I tried to rise, but I was the able. Nancy Whiskey had me by the heel.
Say no!
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy,
everybody.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo.
Come all you weavers, you Carlton. Come all you weavers, wherever you be. Beware of whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. She'll ruin you like she'll ruin me.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey.
Lovely.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, yo.
Soft.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, one more time.
No.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy.